For a moment, I didn't know whether to laugh or give him a tongue-lashing for butting into my story. I decided on the tongue-lashing. Drover, did your mother ever tell you that it's rude and uncouth to interrupt someone's story with absurd comments?
I don't remember, but...
But you butted into my story anyway. Well, let me tell you something, son. I was in the middle of telling you a great adventure story, but instead of listening and being a polite audience, you intruded with your absurd, mindless comment about... What was it?
A headless cowboy, I think.
Yes, exactly. Rubbish, Drover. There's no such thing as a headless cowboy.
Maybe so, but there's a great big guy with claws and no head behind you, and I think he's fixing to eat us for supper.
Hold it. Halt. Stop right there. Let me point out a flaw in your ointment.
I don't have any ointment.
All right. Then the fly in your ointment.
I don't have a fly, and if I did, I'd buzz off right now.
That's cute, Drover, but I'm afraid it won't help you out of this interrogation. Point one. Headless cowboys, by definition, cannot eat because they have neither heads nor mouths nor teeth. Point two. Even if they could eat, at this time of day, they would be eating breakfast, not supper. Point three. There is no such thing as a headless cowboy, so this whole argument is pointless. Wow. Sometimes my interrogations scare even me. I mean, when I get on a roll with stabbing questions and slashing wit, it's just pretty darned impressive. Nothing is safe. Why, in just a matter of seconds, I had...
Hank, I think you better turn around and look.
Okay, fine. I'll turn around and... Huh? Holy smokes. You won't believe this. I turned around very slowly and... saw a huge two-legged headless cowboy with his claws out, no head, sitting on top of his shoulders. And he was fixing to snatch me up in those claws and bite me half in two.